And these are newer ones where they, like, I think, is it Bluffview? We didn't, and I don't know that we even had 3 years of stuff, do we? I mean, wasn't that a newer complex?
Yeah.
So it's a little more difficult to calculate when you need 3 years of data.
The assessor seems to believe that most of these are going to be agreed to. I don't know whether that's the case or not, but it doesn't sound like that they're ready to do it.
So the big question, if it's okay with Susan.
Sure.
So one of the big questions is going to be is about the cap rate. So on these LIHTC projects, the state requires that you use the income approach, which requires a cap rate, i.e. what's the interest rate, that the effective interest rate. And so I guess Riley and I would like, since we're not going to talk about the adjustment, okay, and the other advantage that these LIHTC projects have is they have audits. So we know what the financial statement looks like. And, you know, so other market rate apartments don't have audits. So, you know, there's really not a gigantic argument there. It's all about what the cap rate is and how you figure out that and what it goes. So I think Riley and I mean, obviously we're not prepared for that, but I think we would like to, so they just got the adjustments done last night, so they're not prepared.
Here's what we're trying to do.
This is Riley.
Riley. I believe there's multiple projects, I think, that are being appealed this year, not just by you guys, mm-hmm. right?
That's correct.
We have about 22 low-income housing.
Right. So they've tried to go back and do the adjustments, and they've asked to push them to later in the month on our session. There's not just this one, but there's 600 appeals, roughly, this year. So they're trying to push these towards, is it the 28th? Is that what you're trying to look at?
Yeah, I think we have the 25th is when we're doing all of them. That's what she's got on the list. 25th.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, we did tell you that we were going to send you our work to look it over before.
The 28th. Because I won't be here on the 25th.
And we're hoping that whatever she sends you might work. If it doesn't, obviously come back here and talk to us. But
can I ask questions? What is the cap rate that you're proposing in your work? So
our cap rate is going to be 6 plus the effective tax rate, which is going to run us between 6.95 to 7.12 for all of the low-income housing in the county. And where we get that, we get that from CoStar, and we share information with Christian County, and there are comps to back it up. We have a whole folder of that.
Okay. I'd like you guys to have the opportunity to look at whatever she's done, and I think she's willing to share it. So
under this scenario, we are going to aggressively contest that cap rate.
Okay.
We don't think the regulations nor the documentation that's out there supports that whatsoever.
Now you know the issue, and so hopefully you can work.
We've known the issue. Obviously, this is up to you, we'll come back. It's just that we totally disagree with her cap rate. So
may I say one more thing?
Okay.
We do have an owner that owns about 7 of these low-income housing projects. Mm-hmm. He's also a CPA, and so I did share.
Is that you?
No, it's Mark Williams.
Obviously,
Mark and I have talked many times. So
right.
Okay.
And
no. I meant I was pointing over you.
Mark?
I was pointing over you.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that. I'm Mark.
Okay.
So typically, I trust his judgment too, because again, I'm not a CPA, and he is. And so I've sent him all the information on how it was figured, and I was planning to have a conversation with him first.
Okay.
Before it's applied. And so, again, I don't want to start a big brush fire over this until I'm sure that we're correct in our cap rate.
We were asked to move those from the 25th to the afternoon of the 28th.
Okay.
And so, again, Susan, if you could get me a list, because unless it says low-income housing, I don't know on the appeal form.
So you're asking it to go to the 28th, not the 25th?
Well, we thought we were going to...